Jenny Bull is in the studio with me from University of Cambridge Museums. Good morning, Jenny.
Morning.
Morning, nice to have you here. You're here to talk about CamLates, which is a series of after-hours events at museums around Cambridge. But this is different to Nights at the Museum.
It is. Nights at the Museum is a sporadic programme, which is kind of local but also regional and national. So this is a very local programme, and it will be more regular, aimed at young adults, to try to get them into the university museums and the Botanic Garden.
Yeah, Nights at the Museum is more for families and children, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Whereas CamLates is definitely more for adults.
Yes, it is, yeah.
So what kind of things? You've got some fantastic things coming up. Can you just pick out a couple of them, two or three?
Yes, so we start off on the 29th of September at the Poli Museum, and that's going to be a group called the Wunderkammer are coming along from the Natural History Museum, where they do a regular slot every month, where we get experts to talk about something they're interested in or passionate about, something academic, for 5 or 10 minutes, a bit TED style, and then the group will do a improv comedy skit off the back of that. So it's a chance to, it's a bit more laid back and hopefully funny.
Yeah, well, so they don't know in advance what's going to be talked about, so they have to improvise based on that talk.
On the spot, yes. Yeah.
That's great.
And we also have a, on the 28th of October, sorry, at the Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology, an evening celebrating Day of the Dead, but also looking at how different cultures kind of deal with and approach death more generally, because the museum has lots of interesting objects from very different walks of life.
Oh, it's a wonderful museum.
Yes.
And Day of the Dead, this is the event that happens in Mexico, is that right?
Yes, yes. It's about 3,000 years old, so it's been celebrated for a long time. And it's more about celebrating life generally. But
it's where people remember relatives and friends who've died. And to Western eyes, it might seem a little bit grisly or a little bit depressing, but it's not. It's about celebration.
It's meant to be very positive, yes.
That sounds fantastic. And you've got some Monty Python as well in there.
We do, yes. So the Fitzwilliam Museum currently have an exhibition on called Colour, which is about illuminated manuscripts. And we are partnering with a pop-up cinema company called Venture Cinema, who tend to do pop-up screenings in interesting historic places. So they're coming along and will be in the Red Gallery at the Fitzwilliam Museum, which is surrounded by lots of very, very beautiful pieces of art, and we'll be screening Monty Python and the Holy Grail for the evening. So hopefully people will see the museum in a bit more of a laid-back light.
It's fantastic. And you're saying this is a local programme. So why did you decide to do this?
Lots of museums in London and elsewhere do evening events, which are meant to be more laid back and kind of targeting young adults at a time that they can attend, for one, but also as a bit more relevant to them and just a bit more lighthearted and fun. So we're just kind of following suit, really, because the museums are perceived as university museums, but actually, you know, they are for the city, they are for everyone. We just want to open up at a time when people can visit and experience how kind of beautiful and fascinating the museums are.
Is that the aim, really, to get maybe people into the museum who wouldn't normally come?
Ideally, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, lots of people who still come, we still want them to come along, but yeah.
And are young adults that most difficult age group to crack, really, in terms of that?
They're not, but it's they do visit, but it's just us trying to kind of reach out to them further and be more relevant to how they consume culture and information. It's just us kind of inviting them in.
Oh, it sounds great. And there is something magical about being in a museum at night, isn't there?
There is. Yes, sometimes fairly. It's a little bit intimidating and scary as well, I guess, because of all the objects are around. But yeah, I think it's a unique experience to be there after hours, especially if it's a fixed number of people, so it's kind of not too busy, and you can kind of get up close to the objects if they're on open display.
And I love the range of events you've got. You were talking there, improvised comedy, Monty Python, and Day of the Dead. How did you decide what to do?
Some of the museums made suggestions based on their exhibition programming. I used to program events like this in London as well, so I've kind of had a few ideas about how we program things. We've also got an event on at the Whipple as well, which is all about glass. And how it's used and how it's been ground and used by craftsmanship, by craft people for scientific purposes. So it's kind of, we've got a contemporary glass artist coming in who's going to be talking about how she has looked at that kind of craftsmanship and turned it into an in her art pieces. So it's kind of it's meant to be blending different disciplines and different partnerships and just opening up the collections to more people who can interpret them rather than just the museum staff or the museum creators.
It sounds brilliant. It does, because as you say, you're bringing in people to learn about things, but they're having fun at the same time.
Hopefully, yes. Yeah. And maybe a drink or two.
Oh, yes. Well, there's refreshments there as well. That is quite important, because that makes it a night out, not something you just kind of drop it, you know, you go and you come out of. If there's a drink, you can stay around and enjoy the collection.
Ideally, yeah.
So what's your background, Jenny?
I used to work in London, at the Museum of London, and I used to run the adult programming for the major exhibitions there. So that included late events and hands-on workshops and film screenings and all sorts to target a young adult audience to come into the museum.
So this is right up your street then?
Yes.
And are these events free?
They're not. They're all ticketed, but they're all fairly reasonably priced,
yeah.
Yes.
So you need to buy your tickets in advance. And the website is museums.cam.ac.uk /cam-lates.
Yes.
Although we were saying, you know, if you just Google Cam Lates, you'll get there as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And because they're ticketed, presumably there's a limit on numbers as well. So
there are. Unfortunately, a few of the events have actually sold out. Well, not unfortunately. Fortunately for us, but unfortunately for other people who might be interested. So the one at the Polo Museum, unfortunately, is sold out already. And the Fitzwilliam Museum is sold out as well. But the other two are still open for sales. And hopefully in 2017, we will also have another set of two seasons, and one for autumn and one for spring summer, so there'll be lots more coming up hopefully.
Yes, so I was going to say, is this something that you want to keep running every year?
We do, yes, and we've obviously got lots of other university museums and the Botanic Gardens who haven't taken part yet, so hopefully they'll be taking part across the year.
And then we're very lucky in Cambridge, aren't we? There are so many brilliant museums.
There are, and some of them aren't visited enough, I would say, so this is again a reason to visit.
Well, as you say, I think some people think because they're university museums that maybe they're not open to the public, but they absolutely are.
No, definitely are, and some of them seem, I guess, a little bit intimidating because they're in the university departments, but they're always open and are very happy to have people come and visit them.
Now, so this question's going to put you on the spot a bit. What's your favourite museum?
I'm not sure I'm allowed to show favouritism across
no,
all the
you're
museums.
Probably not, are you?
Probably for me, just because it's not open as much, it's the Whipple History of Science Museum. It's only open during the weekdays at certain times, but it's full of some really, really fascinating objects about the processes of scientific exploration. And some of them are just really funny because we know so much now about science and we didn't know then. So it's just really interesting to see how people in the past have consumed science and try to learn and discover more.
No, you see, I feel very ashamed. I don't even know where that is. Where is that?
That's on Free School Lane. So it's just off, just near the road where John Lewis is.
Oh, yes. Ah, yes.
Just behind Fitzbillies.
Oh, yes. No, you've got
Street.
Me, yes.
Yes.
Shopping and food. Now I know where you are. Oh, well, thank you very much for coming in. So that's a series of events running from September to December. As you say, a couple have already sold out, but there are tickets still available from the others. That's museums.cam.ac.uk. /cam-late. So are you going to all of them, Jenny?
Yes, I will be there, yes.
Which, well, I know you're not allowed to show favourite, but you must be looking forward to seeing the Monty Python film at the Fitzwilliam.
I am, yes, yeah. It's been a while since I watched Monty Python, so definitely. Yeah.
Well, thank you ever so much for coming in, and good luck with it all.
Thank you very much.